Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, the cattle complex seems staged, open cautiously mixed today with a slow combination of follow-through selling and early week short covering. Hog futures are also likely to see uneven price action in the early rounds as traders assess the prospects of late month fundamentals. Now, as the week closed last Friday, futures smelled the weakness in cash as it has all week and plummeted to new contract lows from the June live cattle through the entire strip of contracts. Only April live cattle remains loosely tethered to this week's cash price. I should say last week's cash price, anywhere from 124 to 127. Volatility is consistently present. Futures touching limit down in some months only to gyrate quickly 50 to 100 points. Futures are oversold again, but the weekly chart showed the broader context of the market was still vulnerable. Now, on the crops market ended the week last week with a resounding thud as corn, soybeans, and wheat all posted double-digit losses, led by the 31-cent drop in soybeans. Despite the big drops in soybean and wheat, the two crops still finished higher for the week, while corn was lower. Profit-taking appeared to be the primary cause as the big gains earlier in the week pushed markets into overbought territory on technical charts. Also, changing weather patterns in South America and wet forecasts for the U.S. winter wheat may have played roles in Friday's tumble. On the wheat markets, they closed sharply lower Friday and down for the second day on more profit-taking after recent gains. While the two winter wheat markets still finished higher for the week, most of the this week's gains that took contracts over $5 were erased Friday, prompted in part by the lower corn and soybeans. Beneficial rain in the plains this week and last week and more being forecast will likely help the crop recover this winter's dry conditions and spring freeze events. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, June live cattle was down $2.25 at $114.65. The August was down $2.37 at $111.55. May feeder cattle down $3 at $142.45, and the August was down $3.95 at $142.10. May hogs down $1.32 at $75.70, and the June was down $0.70, $78.82. At the close on the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat was down 26 and three quarters at $4.61 and three quarters. July was up a penny and a quarter at $4.74 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, the May was up 3 cents at $4.70, and July was up 2 and a half, $4.76 and a half. May corn was up a quarter penny, $3.72. July was down a quarter penny, $3.75 and a quarter. May soy was down 3 and three quarters at $9.83 and a quarter, and the July soybeans were down 3 and three quarters at $9.92 and a half. The cotton futures for May up 5 points, $63.13. July down 56, $63.13. June crude oil down 31, $43.43. July down 27, $44.27. May natural gas down 3, $2.10. The June down 2, $2.23 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.